managing money when the paycheck doesn't come during the government shutdown. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. A national survey finds almost 80% of American workers live paycheck to paycheck. Many federal workers face no direct deposits today because of the federal shutdown. And how are they going to manage their bills? Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Today's the first day Christian will be getting a $0 pay stub. He's a non-essential federal employee in Louisiana. He asked us not to use his full name for fear of retribution.
There's not a lot of room in the budget for savings.
He's got a wife and two young daughters in private school. He says when he found out he wasn't needed at work and wasn't going to get paid, he took out a $750 loan. But that's not going to cut it.
About half of my net pay is what that amounted to, less than half.
His credit union is offering him and other federal employees 0% interest for 6 months. And he's certainly not the only one taking out a loan or tapping into a 401k to make ends meet during the shutdown. Greg McBride is a financial analyst at Bankrate.com. That group produced a recent study that showed almost a quarter of Americans don't have any emergency savings at all.
A lot of households, they've got very little in the way of cushion when the paychecks don't start showing up, but the bills still do.
Christian says he'll be able to weather the storm missing this first paycheck, but if the shutdown drags on into another one missed,
then we're going to be in serious trouble.
I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And even for federal workers with emergency savings or other ways to keep some cash flowing, the shutdown is rattling families. Sam Shirazi works for the federal government in D.C. He asked that we don't make the public the work that he does because he wants to be clear he's speaking for himself, not the department for which he works. Now, his wife has a private sector job, so she is still getting paid, but he says the shutdown has meant changes for their toddler.
She is a little bit under 2 years old, and she has been going to this daycare since she was a few months old, and she really likes it. She likes her teacher. She likes her fellow classmates, and it's really disrupting her routine. She isn't spending time with her friends, and she isn't learning as part of the daycare's educational activities. On top of that, many places we would take her, like the Smithsonian and the National Zoo, are closed. So it's hard to keep her engaged. It's pretty cold today in D.C., so we can't take her outside. And I think the biggest problem is just the uncertainty of when this will be over.
And the daycare is not a federal program, but it's in a federal building?
Right. So it's a nonprofit located in a federal building, and that's helpful for many of the parents who work there. It's difficult on the daycare because their employees are not federal employees, so they would not be eligible for back pay. We had actually been paying the daycare bills, even though it's closed, to make sure the employees got paid. They've announced for the next 2 weeks that the daycare will have a 50% off its regular rate to help the parents out. So, you know, it's also placing a strain on their finances, I imagine. You know, the sooner this gets resolved, the better for everyone.
And it's a furloughed employee. You're not supposed to be doing any work at home, right?
Right. You know, we're not authorized to work. You know, I can check in to see if there's anything really pressing going on. But beyond that, we're not authorized to work. And honestly, because of my daughter, I really can't do any work even if I wanted to. You know, I like working for the federal government, and I believe in public service, and I would like to get back to work and kind of get back to the routine of things and serving the American people, and I just hope that our leaders will be able to resolve the issues that they're currently working out.
Sam Shirazi is normally working in D.C. for the federal government, but it's furloughed at the moment. Mr. Shirazi, thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Let's check the markets. The 100-share index in London is down 0.2%. The Dow future is down 0.1%. So is the S&P future. The Nasdaq future is down 0.2%. After the Federal Reserve chair said yesterday his team will be patient, patient, patient. He kept saying patient. The interest rate on interest rates, the 10-year Treasury yield at the moment is down at 2.72%. Crude oil in New York is up 0.6% at $52.89 a barrel. Poland today arrested an employee of the Chinese phone company Huawei and a Polish security agent on suspicion of spying for China. The Huawei guy was in local sales. In the past, U.S. intelligence officials have expressed concern that Huawei equipment might be used for spying by China. The public broadcaster in Poland says the arrests came after an investigation. Now to a teachable moment about the U.S. economy that goes way beyond this one industry. American Airlines this week cut its profit forecast and said future revenue would be at the low range of what it had previously estimated. Last week, Delta also reported disappointing numbers. Airline stocks have been sagging. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour looks at airlines that made bets on passengers who never came.
Remember 2018? Remember how it felt like a good year for markets and the economy until it didn't? Well, airlines thought it was good for a while, too. Samuel Engel heads the aviation practice at ICF. He says last year, airlines increased capacity by 4.8% to keep up with GDP growth that broke 4%.
But what if some of that GDP growth wasn't really about economic activity so much and was more about the short-term impacts of the tax cut?
The airlines added too many flights, too many seats. So with too much supply, fares fall, revenue falls, investors get disappointed, stocks fall. But there's also concern about demand for air travel in 2019. Joseph DiNardi is a managing director at Stifel.
When you get indications like Delta from last week and American of weakening demand, there's a concern that that could be kind of the first sign of a slowdown.
As in an economic slowdown. Airlines are particularly sensitive to economic downturns. Some investors are clearly worried one is coming, and they've been getting out of airline stocks. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
And you're welcome to use this line tonight. Let me know how it goes. The Centers for Disease Control say Americans aren't making enough babies to keep the population stable. The CDC says the total fertility rate was down again in 2017 to 1.77. Demographers say for the population to stay steady, immigration aside, the rate needs to be above 2.1. A New York Times survey showed one big reason couples postpone having kids: worry about finances. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Redmond Carlipio. Our engineer is Brian Allison. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.